Tropical Storm Harvey's devastation of southeastern Texas included massive floods on some college campuses. A Philadelphia student just started his freshman year at Rice University in Houston when Harvey hit. More from WHYY's Sarah Hoover.
Warren Bigelow has been in his Rice University dorm since Hurricane Harvey landed on Friday. Part of the university's grounds were flooded, submerging cars, but Bigelow's dorm is at the high point of campus. His dorm did not lose power, and it has a dining hall, so he didn't have to leave the building, but he did encounter other threats.
Sunday morning, there were a couple tornadoes on campus. So we had to, get out of our rooms into, an interior shelter. That was the most immediate danger that I felt.
The 18-year-old from Chestnut Hill chose Rice for its academic reputation, among other reasons.
Feels funny now, but the weather, I was tired of the cold.
This should be his second week of class, but instead he's been off with little to do except work on assignments, watch movies, and play board games. Bigelow says the silver lining is that he's gotten to know everyone. His mom, Suzanne Cole, says the school's preparations and communications with parents helped dispel concerns and thoughts of evacuating her son.
That, to be honest, never crossed my mind. First of all, I guess it always seemed like he was really most safe where he is.
She says she's been lucky to have the constant contact with her son, the university, and other Rice parents, so she isn't anxious about his welfare. Bigelow plans to volunteer off campus to help flood victims now that the campus is drying up. For WHYY News, Sarah Hoover.